Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3055. Baruch Hashem, dated the 26th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So, the Rebbe says, so this was a Shoichet, a Chabad Shoichet, who found himself amongst other Shochtim. And I'm not sure, you know, I'm wondering sometimes out loud. That would be like a wild card, because I know that my father came to the United States around that time, and he became a shochet, and I was wondering if he would write to the Rebbe something. But the Rebbe writes to him, that to whoever it was, I just received your letter dated the 21st day of Mar Cheshvan, in which you write about the situation, the way things stands in, it doesn't say where, it's someplace where they were shechting. And I'm responding to your question. So, the thing is that the people over there were Hasidish people, looks like, and they were wearing long jackets, long coats. And he as a Chabadnik wore a suit jacket, you know, like. So, the Rebbe says, well, our sages, I think it's in Derech Eretz Zuto, they tell us that you never have to change from the people you are in the environment. If everybody is sleeping, you should be sleeping as well. You shouldn't be one person up amongst everybody that is sleeping. So basically, go along. When you're in, how does it go? In the Rome, you go do like the Romans, right?
Right.
I mean, Lahavdil. So the Rebbe says, since all these shochtim abodkim, so especially, the Rebbe says, when certain things appear to be a leniency, you know, everybody's wearing a long coat, you're wearing a short coat, seems not as religious. Since all the shochtim abodkim, they were long coats, so you should do it as well. So wear a long coat as well, like they do. Now, another question he has, that even on Shabbos, they rush through the davening. It seems like a paradox to me, that on one hand they're wearing long coats, and then on Shabbos they rush through the davening. But, so, what should you do, because he's the one that makes the minyan. He's the number 10. So, he's number 10, and they're rushing through the davening. What does he do? So the Rebbe says, well, you can start together with the other 9 people, and you can finish after them. So then, the majority of the minyan, and also, I mean, you have most of the minyan, also for your own davening, even though you may not daven fully with the tzibur, but there is similar of davening with a minyan, because you started together with them, so even though you weren't able to keep up, you're still considered partially davening with the minyan. The Rebbe says it would be proper to explain to them, that which the Alter Rebbe writes in his holy letters in the Tanya, in the end of Kuntres Achrin, that davening should be done in a slow, in a quiet way. That for sure you organize that you and the other shochtim learning Hasidus for the in public. And the Rebbe says, go start lightly, not too heavy. In other words, don't take up too much time, and then you're going to get all the other shochtim to participate, and the mashgichim, the supervisors, and they are going to learn the shiur. And the Rebbe says, perhaps, who knows, maybe that's the goal why you ended up in that place over there, so that you can merit several Jewish people to make them into studiers of Hasidus, that people that study Hasidus, and they conduct themselves in the directives and the tradition of Hasidim. So the Rebbe says, maybe you come to a certain place. The Rebbe concludes, it's self-understood that this applies also to the other Shoichet Ubeidik, that together you should consult. And the Rebbe brings down, when you put Teshuva B'Rav Yoitz. And the Rebbe further says that you should investigate and you should search Jewish people. The Rebbe says, I believe that there are some from the refugees and several people that are born over there. And when you find them, you should also find ways how to bring them close to Yiddishkeit, to bring them to Torah and mitzvahs. And may Hashem see you. The Rebbe wants everybody, wherever he is. The Rebbe says the reason you're there is for a purpose, is in order to help bring Yidden closer to Yiddishkeit. And that's why the Shochet, and go find more people over there. And the Rebbe concludes that for sure you keep the three classes that are equal for everybody, Chumash, Tehillim, and the Tanya. You study every day the portion of Chumash, and say the portion of Tehillim, and say the Tanya. And the Rebbe says, it'll be best to learn it publicly in order to publicize this idea and to draw in the other people to fulfill this Shurim Haim day as well. The Rebbe says, I'm looking forward for good news and with blessings.